Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name is Dan, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. We're moving into week two of our new devotional approach on Fridays, taking individual lines from the Lord's Prayer and pairing them with historic prayers from past church leaders. If you're just joining us, reading a prayer written by someone else might feel unfamiliar, may not be something you've ever done before. But when our minds are exhausted, these older prayers give us a reliable guide. It's like inherited language, allowing us to enter into a conversation that has been going on with countless people for centuries. Today, we're going to be looking at the next phrase Jesus gives in the Lord's Prayer, "Hallowed be your name." Praying this is an exercise in pure adoration. It is setting God apart from everything mundane. We often rush into prayer with a list of, maybe not demands, but desires and needs and wants, treating God as a means to an end without realizing that's what we're doing. But the word hallowed halts our agenda. It leaves no room yet for personal requests. It simply stands in awe. To help us grasp this, we're going to be looking at a prayer from a woman named Catherine of Siena, a 4th century theologian. She excelled at expressing the immense greatness of God. She describes him as an unconsumed fire in a deep sea. Acknowledging God this way elevates our minds. It honors the sacredness of his identity before we ever ask him to intervene in our lives. So I'm going to read Catherine's prayer. And let these words guide your own time of prayer now. Again, just like last week, I'll share a few thoughts after this prayer, and then we'll have a few moments of silence. She says this, "O eternal Trinity, you are a deep sea in which the more I seek, the more I find, the more I find, the more I seek to know you. You are the fire that burns without being consumed. You consume in your heat all the soul's selfish love. You are the supreme and infinite good, good above all good, beauty above all beauty, wisdom above all wisdom. You are the garment that covers us. You feed the famished with your sweetness." She asks for nothing. Catherine just marvels at who God is. Notice that line we just shared. You consume in your heat all the soul's selfish love. We carry so much of that into our own week, our desire to be right, our need to manage the narrative or drive to secure our own comfort. When we hallow God's name, we invite his holy fire to burn that away. We remember that he is the supreme good. I'm going to give you a couple moments of silence right now. If you're driving, remember, keep your eyes on the road. Make sure you get to where you're going. If you're at your desk, take a deep breath. Maybe you're doing dishes while you listen to this, whatever it might be. Take a moment just to be present and simply adore God. Don't need to ask for anything yet, but we sit by the deep sea of his presence. All right, friends, let me bring you back. Feel free to stay in this posture, whatever you're doing, for as long as you need. But if you need to get going with the rest of your day, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.